Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome to American Arts and Culture Review. On today's show we have Ronnie Thomas Berry. Right now Ronnie Thomas Berry is a full-blown gambling addict with his scratchers and the online blackjack that he forces me to play, and I'm scared of him, honestly, and so is Whit, who's also on the show. So welcome to the show, gang.
What's up?
Hi.
Dude. Oh my gosh. Yes, Clay, dude. I love this podcast, man. I love your humor, man. Clay.
Rod, can we get
man. Rod, wait. You're so funny.
Dude. Are you a guest on the podcast?
What? Who, no, me? My name's Whit, man. Thank you for having me on here, though. Love your... Rod, your Twitch, dude, is so funny, man. And Clay, your humor is great.
Whit, so I much. Really don't think that you've watched any of my Twitch.
Rod, dude, I love every time you Twitch. All the funny stuff you do on there, man. The best thing you've done on there, oh my God, where do I even begin?
Well, it's a big fan, I guess. Yeah, pretty obvious.
How am I supposed to know when you Twitch? Tell me that.
It emails you every time he goes live, you goober.
I get Twitch, a damn email.
I Twitch a lot. I tweet
that's
about
because
it.
You probably don't sub to him, maybe.
All right, I'll sub.
Yes.
I just, you know, I thought I would do Twitch. And then it turned out, you know, I don't need to do that.
All right.
Okay. Rod, what's your name, Rod? Rodney?
Rodney Berry. One word.
Rodney Berry. Scoop it.
Let's see. I think you do follow me.
Yeah, well, then why don't I get notification?
I don't know. I mean, it might just be you don't see it.
So, Rod, on the last Twitch, you did the scratchers. I just want to give an update on it because I talked about it on the last episode. How much did you spend?
I think I spent like $120 on scratcher tickets.
And how much did you?
I won $74 and 9 free tickets. So I think I lost about.
Gang?
$30 or $40.
God damn it.
What's wrong?
I just realized God damn it.
What?
Clay?
I didn't have my audio up on the last episode.
What's that mean?
It means you probably can't hear anything I say. But that's gonna be fun. anywho, gang. God, I'm so stupid. What the hell? That's a gripe. Listen, gang, today we're doing a gripe episode, and that's a great gripe. Can I start the gripes? I know this is really early for the gripes, but let me just...
But wait, do we have to do it again?
I'll see what I can salvage, and if not, we'll just do another one tomorrow. I'm so bad at this.
Gripe on.
Now, on with the countdown. 4. I'm ready.
My number 4 gripe is I fucked up the Patreon. Wait, what were you saying?
Well, it's gonna be my gripe. So let's just talk about what's going on with the Patreon, Clay. So let me just go step by step. What happened here? So you didn't set up your audio to where it was recording?
No. It was recording, and I record at the level 8, and the level was at a 4.
Gotcha. So it might just be a little bit quiet.
I don't think I was registering at all. Or maybe I was, and Lenny walked on it funny or something. Wait, now I'm just realizing I don't have the intro. Oh, God damn it.
You don't have the intro of what?
Because I turned up the audio in the middle of this intro. Of the intro of the podcast.
Oh, of this podcast.
Yes.
Do you want to redo it?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Clay Tatum, and I'm with Ronnie Berry. He stinks like shit, and he's 1 foot tall. And I'm with Whitmer Thomas, and he's the star of The Golden One, the HBO comedy special.
Thank you.
My name is Clay Tatum.
Why was Whit's nice and mine was so mean?
Isn't that how it normally goes? I was just trying to like speed through it. I thought that was the bit.
I mean, mine was maybe a little more mean than usual.
Rod, what did I name one thing that I said that was mean? Like, I'll wait.
He said I stink like shit.
Rod, that's not mean if it's true. Is Hitler bad, Rod? Is Hitler bad?
Yes.
Okay. So is that mean to Hitler?
No.
But okay. So do you stink like shit? Yeah, I don't stink like shit because you're always rubbing your face in poop, Rod. Yeah. Well, that's why you stink like shit. That. Rod, we need to change the subject. Clay, gripe on.
Okay. I did kiss a penny today.
Wait, you kissed another penny today?
Oh, no, I kissed a penny on Monday.
Rod, why'd you kiss a penny? Like,
oh, my God.
I got a level five. I got a level five hype train. I had to kiss a penny.
What does that mean?
I made a lot of money on Twitch. I had to kiss a penny.
Wait, what do you not understand?
He got a do you know what this means, Clay?
So he kissed a penny. Like, what do you not understand?
Clay, wait, do you know what this means?
Yes. Level five hype train, kiss a penny? Yeah, they go hand in hand.
God damn. How am I like this?
Dude, you're Uncle Boomer over here. God damn.
I don't know any
Ask
of this
any
stuff.
TikToker. What's a level five hype train? They're going to say,
They don't do hype trains on TikTok.
Rod, don't cough your fucking shit-smelling mouth onto us.
I'm sorry. I was drinking the water when...
Rod, you haven't pissed me off to the point of where I can't even handle being this pissed off because I have no more wall left in my house to punch because it's just a hole.
Basically. Well, you have multiple.
I can see a clean wall behind you.
Can I say, oh my God.
All right, Rod, now you're saying I'm a liar?
Yes. Rod, stop coughing during this political climate with the COVID.
I can't stop coughing. I'm sorry. I was choking on my
Rod,
water.
Rod, you're saying I'm literally a liar when meanwhile I'm your best and only friend.
Uh-oh, meanwhile, kid's back.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm over here being honest with my friend meanwhile because he smells like fucking poop. And I'm trying to be honest with him so he knows that maybe he needs to take a Dove bar of soap and scrub his ass with it if he's going to be shoving his – scramming his face in poop, man.
Want another one?
And then, meanwhile, he's accusing me of not punching all the walls down in my house.
Say it again.
Saying, oh, Whit, you're saying that? Well, meanwhile, you have a perfectly good wall behind you.
Say it again.
Guess what, Rod? That wall was
done Want another one?
To me by Barack Obama. And
okay, good.
Tear it down because it would be rude to my president.
Yes.
You're a douchebag. So, yes, Rod got a level 5 hype train on his...
Hey, stop saying this kind of stuff.
And he kissed a penny.
All right, let's...
Kiss a filthy spicy penny.
I know that y'all love twitching, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't twitch.
Right. You've twitched with us.
No, I don't twitch. And so we need to treat it like, I know, like, as if I'm a recovering drug addict.
Right. You might need to twitch with us tonight so I can record it and release it as a Patreon. What were you saying?
We don't talk about twitching. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry, guys. And if you do talk about twitching, you know what you are?
What's that?
You smell like donkey shit.
Oh, that's what Rod is.
Right.
Shut your pie hole, bitch.
Yeah. If you ask me to twitch,
and he
I
was
will
saying
say
that
this.
He was saying
Shut
that
your pie hole, bitch.
He was saying that.
Shut your pie hole, bitch.
Yeah. That is what he would say.
Right.
I'll ask him to join the Discord and he'll say exactly that.
Right.
I'll say,
go fuck your mother.
So
can I show you my impression of every actor who goes onto the Marc Maron podcast or any other comedian podcast?
Yeah.
All right. Oh my God. Clay, just like ask me like if I've been doing anything during quarantine.
Hi, have you been doing anything? He says hi before every question, right?
Yeah.
Hi. What have you been doing during quarantine?
You know, man, I mean, we've just been trying to stay sane, and that's so funny, and I love your comedy. I watch all of your Netflix specials.
I know, I hear you.
Yeah, man, but we've just been trying to stay sane, and I'm telling you, comedy is how you get through it. Okay. Comedy is absolutely how you get through it, and that's why we've been watching Netflix specials.
Cool. Thank you for being on. What's your
right,
name?
That didn't
what's
mean,
your,
hold
wait,
up.
What's your name?
All right, I'm breaking character.
No, no,
sorry,
no, what's
I'm
your
breaking.
Name?
My name is Bogey Donner.
Okay, Bogey Donner. Thank you for doing the podcast.
Yeah, you couldn't tell that was Bogey Donner?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, but hold on. I'm breaking character.
Damn cool.
You know why I'm breaking character?
Are we doing
whatever
this,
Clay,
really?
Whatever you're playing right now.
Wait for it.
Clay, the sound doesn't really work.
And it's also.
Oh, now it is.
What's wrong with me? It's okay. Time for WTF.
What the fuck?
With Marc Maron.
Clay, here's why I stopped doing that.
What? Okay, so tell me.
It's because it didn't even get so much as a peep of a.
Right.
from Rod or Clay. And
well,
Clay,
you know what
you have
I
an
was
excuse
was
because you were the, in was, character.
No, I was in character, and I was also looking for the theme song.
But Rod over here, who's doing nothing, he's just living his live-long day.
Right.
Me and you are committed wholeheartedly to our characters.
Right.
Podcast interviewer, podcast interviewee, actor guy, right, who's enthusiastic and probably doesn't have much of a personality. Yeah. And meanwhile, Rod's over here not even giving me a peep of a laugh, not even a glimmer of a smile.
I was trying to be quiet because Marc Maron doesn't have an audience.
Rod, Clay wasn't being Marc Maron. He was being his own thing.
Yeah,
I thought.
And if Rod, you pay attention, was he doing a voice of Marc Maron?
Clay did a perfect Marc Maron impression.
Rod, if I wanted to do an impression of Marc Maron, I would do this.
To be that it's deep seated in my who I fuck it. It's just anxiety. You're feeling bad,
right?
Take a fucking breath.
I think that was Louis C.K.
I was listening.
All right, sorry. Yeah, you were Marc Maron listening.
Yeah.
But Rod, so you didn't even give it that so much as a peep of a laugh, and that's why you're my sorry, Clay. Go hit the gripes. I'm going first.
Okay, sorry. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Now on with the countdown. 4.
Rod, my number one gripe, my 4 gripe, is that Rod is an unsupportive friend.
Exactly.
He doesn't support me. He never has supported me in any form or fashion.
You know,
I do my comedy for Rod. I do it so he will laugh and he will feel joy, and he doesn't feel joy. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of growing up, dysfunctional home.
Exactly.
Trying really hard to get my parents' attention, saying, daddy, daddy, no, don't go. Mommy, mommy, don't hit that. Don't do the bottle. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I found myself in the same abusive relationship with Rod. And now, Rod, you're basically doing that again. And it's my fault because I suffer from that same kind of like codependent.
And when you say do the bottle, your mom was addicted to the circus game where you had that little pellet gun and shoot the bottle, the glass
bottle. Well, she had the whole house. I mean, this is why my friends loved coming over.
Oh, yeah.
It was filled with BB guns and little bottles and little bottles that were sort of weighted down.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Rod, I want you to know that, like, that's how you make me feel. You take me right back to the worst parts of my childhood, and you don't support me in any way. You don't even give me so much as a peep of a laugh. And I cut your hair for you. And I know I have proof that I cut your hair because I saw a picture of it.
Yeah, it was also a popular Twitch stream that I did.
Okay, cool. It's popular. Right. Let's figure out. Oh, Rod, let's just do whatever we can to work in his Twitch. Meanwhile, I'm putting my heart out on the line, and Rod's like, "Cool, how can I figure out how to work on my Twitch?"
You cut my hair, and it's very nice.
Got to lick a penny and drop a high five or whatever it is.
I'm sorry that I didn't support you. I was paying attention.
Character was vulnerable.
I was wrapped up in the whole thing and the performance, and I'm sorry I didn't laugh.
Hey everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, aka Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours Live this week. We came into the studio, we made it our own, we wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
Yeah, I have a gripe.
Let's hear it.
Countdown. 4.
Okay, so I watched the Nintendo Direct today, and I thought.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I thought it was pretty whack.
This is a gripe.
Rod, don't interrupt. Wait.
This wait, Clay. No. This is a gripe interjection. Do I have permission?
Of course you do. Wait. Let me ask Casey.
Yes.
Okay, Clay.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, as my oldest and best friend.
Of course.
If you were Rod, Uh-huh. After I just bared my heart and soul out on the line.
Exactly.
Confronting him. Uh-huh. Almost intervening in on his life. Giving him a bit of an intervention about what he makes me feel. Would you not make your first gripe or your fourth gripe that you are – your gripe is that you haven't been a good friend?
I honestly thought his gripe was going to be – I'm sorry that I didn't say thank you soon enough after hearing you tell me everything that's wrong with me.
Exactly.
And Bill, meanwhile, and Rod goes on.
Rod, what was the gripe again? Maybe you did say that.
Today, they did a Nintendo Direct, and I thought it was I thought it was whack. I thought they didn't really have a lot of good games to show.
And what was your gripe again? I do want to say
that we are building. You build up your gripe, so this is a low level gripe right now.
Winston was definitely low level. I mean, he's about to unleash some worry shit on you.
Yeah, that was low level, Rod. I mean, I hope you're ready.
Yeah. So buckle up, Scooter.
Yeah. Buckle up, bitch.
You don't smell like donkey shit.
Okay, good.
Y'all want to hear my number three gripe? Are y'all interested?
Well, hold on. Let's ask questions about this with old Rod ass. Hey, so Rod, yeah, what were the... What do you want, Mario and Sonic?
Well, I thought that they were going to do a...
Playing fighting together?
I thought they were going to show Breath of the Wild 2, and I don't know. I thought there maybe would be a Metroid game.
You know, you are such a sequel nut. Can I say that?
Yeah, Rod just wants remakes, wants revamps, wants sequels. That's all. He just wants existing IP.
I mean, but what they did is they did sequels, but they didn't do any sequels that were ones that I wanted.
Rod, you would love Breath of the Wild because you smell like shit.
Like they did like a Splatoon 3, and I mean, Splatoon 3 is probably fine, but I don't really care that much about it. What is Splatoon? Splatoon is like a... It's a third-person shooter, and you shoot like paint around. It looks like a fun game, but it's just not for me. And okay. I really wanted to see Breath of the Wild. I want to see Metroid.
Yeah.
I want to see like these big games that that we were always waiting for. You know,
what about Ryan, Luigi in a haunted house? That one already came out.
Rod, would you say you distract yourself with video games because of the hurt you've cause people close to you?
No, I think that video games are kind of... I consider video games my job now, so...
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Y'all ready for my number three?
Yeah, Clay. Yeah, I think I am.
Okay. Here's my number three, gang.
Now, on with the countdown. Three.
My number three gripe is Lenny, my cat, got surgery on his teeth. He has some teeth removed. And now we have to switch up his freaking food. He can't have the crunchy stuff anymore, so he only can do wet, which I thought he would love the wet. Guess what, gang? He doesn't love the wet as much. He doesn't want to have it 24/7. So now my dude's just not eating as much as he used to, and I don't like that. And this new food that I have to feed him stinks like shit. And sometimes Whitney makes me microwave it to make it more enticing to him. And you don't want to meet... I don't want to be out here fucking microwaving cat food. Who the fuck do you think I am?
Oh yeah, I used to have to do that. Pour hot water on it.
Does the cat care at all?
The guy's name's Lenny.
I'm sorry. Does Lenny care? Like if you microwave the food,
apparently he does.
He likes it.
Doesn't Lenny eat too much though?
That's what I thought, but not anymore. He doesn't eat enough. I'm looking at this pile of fucking shit that I fed him today. This little tuna pate that stinks like shit.
That's weird that he likes the dry food.
Smells like Rod walked by my place right now. Sorry, Rod.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I did walk by.
I walked by bad. So why did he have to get his teeth removed?
He's just... Some cats have bad teeth. I don't know.
Too much candy?
I asked the vet if Sour Patch Kids, if his daily dose of SPKs is part of the problem, and she said no, it's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so. You call them their vitamins for cats.
Yeah.
You know, I have a cat now, Chunky.
Why? Chunky? I don't know about Chunky.
When'd you get a cat?
Well, Chunky comes to my house a few times a week. I'll give him a scoop of tuna.
That's what I mean. That's what I used to say when Christmas came around.
What?
Chunky came by today, dropped off some stuff.
That's what he calls Santa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Chunky will come by. He'll look into my living room window when he says, "Give me a scoop of tuna."
Yeah.
So I give him some tuna, scoop of tuna. Yeah. And then,
hey, give me a scoop of
cat,
tuna.
Come cat on. Tuna, a scoop human of tuna.
Hey, come on.
What?
Cat tuna, human tuna.
Human.
Human.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
You gave him some sirahi, right?
Yeah. I gave him some. I gave him sushi. Mom, I want sushi. I give him a scoop of tuna, and we just sort of hang out, and I pet him, and then he runs and chases lizards, and then I don't know where he goes, and he comes back a few days later.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's. I think he lives somewhere, because he's a well-fed cat.
Right.
Yeah, he probably gets a little bit of food from everybody in town.
Yeah, scoop of tuna.
Well, a scoop of tuna.
Are you ready for your number three, right?
Yeah, I am, and I think this one might.
Wait, is this number three?
Three, yeah. We're doing four, so three.
Did I already do one?
Yeah, the first one was you messed up the audio.
Sorry, I have COVID, and it's really screwing up.
Wait, I thought the first one doesn't count. Because you fucked up the audio.
No. I caught the fuck up before that. It's just the intro I did. It just didn't come through that much. Or maybe it did. Who knows? The audience knows.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Anywho, gang, here we go. Number three gripe from Wentmer Thomas.
Now on with the countdown. Three.
My number three gripe, Rod, you wouldn't believe this after our fight. Mm-hmm. Because I'm clearly the better friend in the friendship, is that I am on Rod's Twitch, and I can't figure out how to get notifications for when his little bitch ass goes on Twitch to get the penny kisses or whatever. So
yeah, I don't really know how it works either.
I don't know how. It's subscriptions. Great. And it says any active subscription, gifted subscriptions. I don't know what any of this means.
You don't have to subscribe. I mean, really, following is enough. I don't. It's fine that you don't watch it. It's not that big of a deal. I just play video games.
Yeah. So I am.
Well, no. Whit's interested because he knows that you talk behind his back, and so.
Well, now I need to know the kind of shit you say.
Oh, the kind of shit that I'm talking.
Well, it says I have notifications on, but I don't get an email or anything.
You don't check your emails.
Do you get an email, Clay?
No, I don't turn that shit on. I just if I'm on Twitch and they're on, I'll watch. If not,
how often are you going on Twitch, Clay?
Who, me? Going live on Twitch?
We're just going on there at all.
Oh, I don't go on there at all unless I know Rod's about to do something or.
And then how do you know if he's going to do something?
Because he tweets about it, my man. I'm on Twitter 24/7.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. I do tweet about it. I'm thinking about maybe I should do a post on Instagram about it, but I don't know.
Yeah, or at least in your stories, my man. You think about this?
Yeah,
I had another Instagram, Twitter spin out, so I'm trying not to look at it as much.
Oh
again.
Boy,
that's probably good.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I just think if you post on Instagram, it's like too many steps for somebody to try and watch my Twitch.
You need a swipe up is what you need.
Yeah. But I'm not popular enough.
All right, Rod, you ready for your number three?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Now on with the countdown. Three.
Okay, so sometimes you buy a scratch-off lottery ticket, and it's not just like it's not just scratch all the spots to see if you win. It's like a game that you have to figure out how to play. And it's not fun. I don't want to do that. I just want to scratch off and see if I've won.
I mean, watching you trying to figure these like scratch offs off, like I've gotten the crossword one before, and it's infuriating. Absolutely infuriating. I can't fucking. I don't know why anyone would put up with this garbage. I just want you to scratch off, and it says yes or no, and the amount that I won.
Clay, just your audio has gotten a little bit quiet.
Really?
Is that? But you don't. You record from.
Yeah. What you guys hear, it's totally fine.
Okay. Yeah, I always hated like the scratch offs. Like, I just kind of want to scratch them all off at once.
Yeah. So sometimes it's like a game, and it's like scratch off these ones specifically, and you have to like go and like do it one by one. It fucking sucks. It's boring. I want to see if I won.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rod. I'm really sorry. I have a lot of empathy for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Y'all want to hear my number two?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
My number two gripe is I've been, you know, Chumbo Casino? You know this filthy little website that we go to?
Oh, yeah.
So they've been doing a thing where they give you a bonus dollar every day, okay? And one time they gave me this bonus dollar, and I was like, listen, I'm trying to like stop using this website, so I'm going to use the bonus dollar. And I got that dollar all the way up to $100, and I cashed out, and I made $100 off of just a $1 thing. And I'm like, that is a beautiful thing what I just did. And so my thing now is every day I cash in the daily dollar, right? And I see how far I can get it up. And if I instantly lose, I just move on with my day. And if I win, I'll cash it out. But guess what, gang? I haven't broke $20 forever. My system is I bet once. If I win, I have $2. Then I bet that. If I win, I have $4. Then I bet $3, so I have $1 left. And try again if that doesn't go through. And I just go up in that increment, and I bet less and less of the full amount. And I try to get to 100. And I haven't even broken 20 in a long time, and I'm thinking this website's messing with me. But
you think it's a scam?
I think it's a scam, even though I'm not losing any money because I'm playing with their money. I don't even have my credit card on there.
The one time you did get $100, though.
I know, and I can't stop thinking about that. I was like that, and I think they were hustling me, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Have you looked it up? Does anybody else think it's rigged?
I don't know. I every morning I wake up, I have my coffee, I play a couple of rounds of blackjack, and I bust within. Oh Lord, I'm about to bust. I bust about 2 minutes in, and then I move on with my day. And that's how every day has been going. But I thought I was like at least going to like get up to 50 one day and then try to bet it all.
Well, yeah. I think what it is that you bet your first two bets are 100% of your money.
And I get so to, if you lose I get to $4 on those first pretty quick. Actually.
Okay, so you get to the $4,
and then I bet three,
and then in three, and then one,
right?
And then is it over? I mean, you're still betting like a huge portion of what your bank is.
Right.
So it makes sense that it goes so fast.
Yes, but sometimes you get a win streak, and it's not that crazy to get hit four win streaks in a row.
To hit four times in a row? I mean, right. A little bit.
And then after I break the first four, then I play normal and safe until I get up to a certain amount, and then I bet it all.
And then you just try and double it.
Yeah, and once I get hit 50, that's when I bet it all.
All right, so
I haven't even gotten to like 10 in weeks.
Are you gonna retroactively have a bachelor party?
I think the wedding stuff is done, to be honest with you, but I would love to have a bachelor party, and I'd love to have a honeymoon. So.
So you don't think you're going to do another ceremony?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you're just wedding out. You're just, let's move on to the next thing. But
yeah, I feel you.
Maybe, I don't know. Who knows? It's too soon.
Yeah, what about you, Rod?
I don't think I'm going to do a ceremony for my wedding that I had.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah.
My COVID wedding is... It's pretty much over, and I am going to have a bachelor party and a honeymoon, though.
Yeah. And we didn't really talk about it on this podcast, did we?
No.
Rod's marriage?
Yeah.
Anywho, gang, wait, are you ready for your number two or three?
He married Melania Trump.
Well, yeah, so we don't have to get into it. I think.
Which makes him, weirdly makes him Clay's stepdad.
Yes.
Even, it doesn't necessarily make any sense, but it kind of does. But I know Rod's being shy, so.
Yeah, it's... it's there's a lot of stuff to get into, and we haven't
what
really
number
talked
are we
about
at now? Are we at two?
Two.
Okay. Wait, are you ready for your number two?
My number two? Let's do it.
I don't think you're ready. Let's just see.
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
Well, I'm just realizing that my number two is a gripe I've already had, which is that bathtub is too hot.
Oh, my God. My man. Matt, you're having a hard one here. How are time?
Yeah, yeah. Number two. I mean, number two is like this.
Fucking dickhead!
This thing isn't really getting much of a peep of a laugh out of Rod, which I know is similar to number four.
Exactly.
Motherfucker!
So I just wish that it was getting more of a peep out of Rod of laughter, but it's not, and it just is bombing, and it's really messing with my confidence.
Right.
Come guzzling fat ugly whore! Come guzzling fat ugly whore!
Whore!
He's about to go Super Saiyan while saying whore.
Yeah. So, anyway, sorry to have a similar gripe to my other gripe, but I just wish that I could get more of a peep out of Rod.
Right.
Clay, I don't expect Clay to get a peep of laughter out of him because he's my best and oldest friend. He's kind of seen it all.
Yeah.
But with Rod, I've only known Rod for like 14 years.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
I expect more of a peep of laughter.
Yeah, so there was like about 7 years when we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just, I just really want to express to Rod that I wish that I could get more of a peep of laughter out of him and with my new little vulgar voice box.
You're a douchebag!
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Rod, are you ready for your number two?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Let's get it, gang.
Now, on with the countdown. Two.
I got all this fucking dust. I got all this scratcher dust everywhere, and it's just, it's so annoying.
Ew.
And I can't touch any of these scratchers because they all are constantly releasing more scratcher dust. And so I feel like it's everywhere in my apartment, and I hate the scratcher dust so much.
Do you have a vacuum?
I don't own a vacuum. I got to sweep it up.
Rod.
I got to get these scratchers out of here.
Wait, are you sweeping
That's
up?
That's messed
Are you sweeping up.
Up
carpet?
I don't have a carpet.
Oh, okay.
That's messed up, Rod.
What's messed up about not having a vacuum?
Well, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I got a vacuum, like a good vacuum for the first time in my life. And I just wanted to see what would happen if I put it up on the windowsill because there was dust up there. It sucked all the dust right off. I didn't have to put Windex or like a rag or nothing. So maybe, I mean, consider it. It's a good investment.
What if I got a Roomba?
I've considered. Yeah, I think a Roomba's cool.
Be kind of fun, right? Be like a little friend, too.
Yeah. It's like a little friend. Yeah, a Roomba. How about a roommate?
Exactly. Thank you.
Put a little hat on it and some sunglasses and it'll look like a friend.
That would be nice, actually. That's a good idea. I think I could maybe put... I just put Watto on top of it.
Right.
And he just is my Roomba. He's my Roomba
mate.
Oh,
wait. Rod did get one. He did get a Roomba. And I remember walking by his apartment the other day. Lenny's walking up here. And I remember Rod leaving his apartment. And right behind him was his Roomba. And his Roomba was screaming, "Gotta get out of here! Rod's a freak!"
Yeah.
Because that was worth it. Y'all ready for my number one?
My Roomba said that?
Yes.
Gotta go.
And attached to him was one of those old fashioned fedoras and a suitcase. Y'all ready for my number one gripe?
Gripe?
Yeah.
Now on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe is about a week ago, I had an intense ringing in my ear. And it just got louder and louder, and it was driving your boy up the wall. And so I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I think I have an ear infection. I need you to clean me out. And she looked in my ear and she goes, "Your ear's totally fine." And I go, "Listen, I'm hearing this ringing and it's driving me up the damn wall." And she goes, "Oh, that's just part of life." And she said it's through stress or something. I don't know. And so I went home, and the next day it went away because I no longer thought I had an ear infection. I mean, it's still here. It's always going to be with me. It's my little ring. But whenever I get all hyper and overworked or stressed, it sounds like someone's dinging a little bell in my ear, like one of those hotel bells that you ring.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing better than the doctor just saying, "Yeah, I don't know."
Yeah, it's part of life.
Yeah. Well, hey, Doc, listen, I took a lot of time out of my day, been really worried for the last couple weeks. I don't have insurance, so this is going to cost me a lot of money. But I hear a constant ringing in my ear, and I'm really scared. And the doctor just says, "Yeah, I don't know."
That's too bad. When my uncle had COVID, he went to a doctor, and the doctor was like, "Well, you'll get better or you won't."
Oh, my God. Well.
I go, "Well, that's actually bad to hear. Sorry, doctor. Gotta go."
Yeah. And then he put on a fedora and grabbed a suitcase. And then, "Gotta go. Gotta go. Wow. Gotta go."
Very helpful. Love the doctor. Love to talk to a doctor.
Love to. You love the doctors. Wait, are you ready for your number one gripe? The biggest gripe of the freaking week?
Gripe on.
Oh my God! I don't think there's a gripe coming. Let me see.
Now on with the countdown. One. I'm ready.
Oh man, that's so good that you're ready, because this gripe I've been just stewing over.
Good.
Oh, it's gonna be about it's gonna be about bathtub again.
I'm ready.
Yeah, so here it comes. Here's my gripe.
Good.
You guys are going to love this gripe, too.
You got all that? I'm ready.
My gripe is...
Say it again.
Okay, well, here's my gripe. I'll tell you.
Good.
My gripe is... Sometimes...
Oh, boy, here we go. This
when
is,
I'm...
Here's a live...
This is a good one.
My man's thinking on his feet. Let's see what he does.
Sometimes.
He's got what?
Here we go.
I'll tell you this right now.
I'm ready.
When I'm watching TV.
Uh-huh.
Boy.
The audio is really quiet, which is good, because a lot of times Mitra's asleep or in the bed. Right. I'm like, cool, I can get away with watching this. And then the next thing you know, a big boom happens, and it's 40 decibels louder. And Mitra, mm-hmm. I see Mitra squirming. Through. And I say, TV channels, when things go on TV, they need to be the same volume, okay? Uh-huh. Even if there's booms or bangs, man. I don't want this crazy volume shift happening, because I like watching TV late at night in my bed, and it makes it hard to get away with it.
Yes.
The best.
Yes.
I can watch South Park late at night because for some reason it's all the same volume. But if I try to watch I tried to watch Batman Mask of the Phantasm the other night, I had to turn it off. I had to turn it on to something else.
You're gonna get a crash. You're gonna hear a crash.
There's gonna be a crash, a bang, a boom. You know, all the different noises. Yes. But I'm just saying to the TV guys, the streamers, listen, I don't wanna work with you until you fix this problem. Make the volume even the whole time, or else I don't wanna work with you.
Are you saying you're not gonna take like an acting job?
Yeah.
With
Yeah, I'm just not gonna work with you. I'm sorry, HBO. But I don't wanna work with you.
You're
again
not gonna
until
make
you
it
fix this volume problem. I'm
they're
sorry.
Gonna have they're gonna ask you to do a TV show, you're gonna say no, no, no.
No, I'm gonna say no until you show me proof that this volume problem is fixed. And if they say, "Well, I'm sorry, we can't do that," then I'm gonna have to say,
"Fucking dickhead."
Yes, yes, yes.
Got it.
That's my gripe, and that's really sincere. It's my sincere gripe.
It's a good gripe. It's a good gripe.
Thanks. I have I don't have that problem. I like to watch all my stuff at night on my phone with my headphones on.
Mm-mm. That is nice. I thought it'd be really nice to have like a Bluetooth TV so I can just listen to.
Oh my God, I would love that.
So you could just listen to it on your headphones?
But why? You live alone. Like, why do you want it in your ears?
Because sometimes I'm like doing stuff in the kitchen or you. I don't know. It just seems nice.
It's nice. It's really nice. Uncle Boomer over here doesn't understand us kids and how much we love our headphones.
Yeah, you love your headphones. You love licking a penny and getting a hype coin or something.
Exactly.
Rod, are hype you train level 5, yeah.
Are you ready for your number one, Rod?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready. Now, on with the countdown. One.
My number one gripe is that COVID has it's turned me into a bad friend. I'm not yes. laughing.
Yes.
At my friends' jokes enough, and I'm just I'm not
not even so much of as a peep.
I'm not even given so much as a peep to my friends.
I'm not a huge fan of him blaming this on COVID, but go off.
I think it's COVID.
Just his personality.
I think normally we'd be hanging out, and I'd just be laughing at Whit and Clay.
It's mostly just me that you're not laughing at. But Clay could basically say, "Oh, I went to my bedroom today." Clay, and Rod would be laughing, rolling on the floor.
Clay, can you try and say that? Say exactly what Whit just said, and see if I will see what I'd see my reaction.
Honestly, all I heard was.
Here's Rod laughing. Rod is dying laughing, gasping for air. Oh wow! Rod just pulled up a tank, like a mask, hooked to an oxygen tank, so that he can get more air because he's like gasping for air from his laughter from Clay. Right. Meanwhile, I'm over here telling Rod well-crafted jokes, doing SNL level impressions.
Right.
Not even getting so much as a peep. I just want one peep of a crease of a smile, just a crinkle of the corner of a mouth of a Rod.
Can you just do the impression again?
Yes, sure. Clay, ask me. This is my impression of any actor who goes on to a podcast hosted by a comedian. Clay, ask me what I've been doing during lockdown.
Okay, Rod, are you ready here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Whit, what have you been doing during this lockdown?
Well, I gotta say, first things first. I mean, thank God for comedy. Because I've just been watching comedy, and that's how you get through it. You know, you have to laugh. And I've gotta say, I've been watching all of your Netflix specials. Whit,
Rod's dying of laughter, right? Dying of laughter right now.
Thank you, Rod. That is the appropriate reaction.
Right. I'm sorry that I didn't do that before, and I'm gonna work on myself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Feels good to laugh. You know, I famously dated a person once who, after about a year, she hated stand-up shows. She hated comedy, really.
Oh, wait, how is that possible?
Tell me about it. After about a year, she said to me, you know what? I realized that if you pay attention to the story, it's funnier.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, if you've listened to all the stuff the comedian is saying, a lot of times it's funnier
than if you don't do that.
And I guess she was just waiting for comedians to, like, make a funny face or something. But so maybe, Rod, you're suffering a little bit from that, because clearly that's one of the best, most well-crafted character things that
it is. And that should, I think that should be on SNL. I think you should send that to Lauren.
Absolutely. I will.
Absolutely. All right, gang. I think we finally did it. We did a podcast. And, God, just wanted to give you guys an update. This is our last podcast we're going to do over Zoom. I'm hating this crap. And, we've all gotten COVID 4 times now. So I don't think it's possible to get it the fifth time. So I think we're ready to go out into the streets and do a podcast IRL right next to each other.
Well, and also, you can't get COVID-19. The reason it's called COVID-19 is because you can't get it if you're 19.
And is that 19. Why I was getting it so much last year?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, because you were. Rod's that was 20. When you were 18.
Rod's 20. Me and Claire are both 19, so we can't get COVID.
So I'm the only one who can get it. So
that's what.
So we could all hang out together.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, gang. Anything else y'all want to say, promote or anything?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to do more scratching streams. I'm going to do more scratchers on Monday, I guess.
What Rod's talking about is he recently got bed bugs. So, okay.
I only got bed bugs once. It was Clay's fault.
Yes, it was absolutely my fault. Brought them to him. Anywho, gang. Bye, gang. That's the podcast for this week. Bye, gang.